Let's light them up. Joining us now on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Matt Hasselbeck, 14-year veteran in this game. Matt Hasselbeck, welcome to Jay Moore Sports.
Thank you. 15 if you count the 17 games on the practice squad my first year.
I don't count it. I got to be honest with you. I write it off. That, you know,
you should count it. I was playing scout team tight end for the Packers trying to block Reggie White. It was really tough, actually.
Wow, that's awesome, dude. How come more people don't know about that?
Because I'm so old that those people are probably no longer around.
So you were 17 years. How's this? Matt Hasselbeck joining a 17-year NFL veteran.
No. 15 years. Going on, I said 17 games on the practice squad.
Oh, okay.
It gets very confusing.
I'm not that strong a swimmer. I'm sorry. I've been dealing with phone callers with wrong names, and I can hear them putting their bongs down as I ask them to talk to me. Matt, you going to Indianapolis, were you shocked that the Titans cut you?
Well, I don't know if shocked is the word. I don't know that it really settled in, you know, fully. You know, I was actually on vacation. I got back from vacation, and it was one of those you wake up in the morning like, did that really happen? Like, was that a dream? Did that really happen? And I had this moment where I actually almost got in my car on Monday morning to go to the Titans facility to work out, and I like stopped in my driveway like, wait, what am I doing? I'm not allowed to go there anymore. So I've been working out at Vanderbilt University. You know, everything kind of happened fast, and I have a feeling when I report to the Colts on, you know, a week from today, you know, I think it'll all kind of sink in that, hey, this is real. This just happened.
Matt Hasselbeck, I got to tell you, if you did indeed that morning get in your car and go to Titans facility, that would have been one of the coolest things of your life.
Well, you know, I should have actually, because what they did is they boxed up everything in my locker and sent it to the Colts, which really stinks because I still live in Nashville. So here I am trying to work out with I have no cleats, no football. I have, like, no gear. I went over to Dick's Sporting Goods looking for, like, some stuff to work out in, and I was so embarrassed that I was shopping for, like, workout stuff for me from there that I just kind of left, and I've just been, like, faking it. Just, you know, I got one more week to fake it, and I'm sure they'll have stuff for me up at in Indy.
How cool is it to go into a sporting goods store and see your own jersey?
Well, not so cool right now because it's on sale.
What is a Matt Hasselbeck Titans jersey going for?
Too much, too much. I don't know why they're so expensive. I mean, I don't know how much it costs to make, but I think jerseys are too expensive. We gotta fix that problem. But it is cool. I will say, as a kid, I wore other people's jerseys, and it is like really humbling and just like one of the coolest things about my job when you see someone rocking your jersey. Like they could wear any jersey they want to wear, and you know they choose to wear your jersey. So it's a huge responsibility.
You remember the first time at Hasselbeck that you actually saw your jersey in a store?
Yeah, it was. I was on the Green Bay Packers, and I wore number 11 at the time. And the Packers are this just amazing community in terms of football. I mean, I was a 6th-round pick. Like I said, didn't make the team that year. I was on the practice squad, and here I see these people. They weren't the real number 11 Packers jersey. There was actually just like a T-shirt that said Packers and had 11 on it and had my name on it. But still, I mean, it was I counted it. I'll never forget it.
Your dad was a tight end for the Patriots, right?
That's correct.
So is that why the Packers thought you might be a pretty good blocking tight end against Reggie White in practice? It seems odd that you would draft a quarterback and then try to get him killed.
No, well, what happened was Andy Reid was the quarterback's coach for the Packers, and he probably, you know, went out on a limb and asked them to pick me, even though they didn't need a quarterback. But Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren always did a good job of investing in the quarterback position. And so I was there. I had a job. I was on the practice squad, but I really had nothing to do. I mean, Brett Favre takes all the reps, and then the other two guys, it was Doug Peterson and Rick Meyer, they split the scout team reps. And so, really, I seriously had like nothing to do. And so, I would do special teams. I would do everything else. And they would throw me in there at tight end to just spell our tight ends. And it was no big deal running routes. I mean, that was fine. But when I had to block, and then I got to block number 92. I'm like looking at the card. Mike Sherman was the scout team coach at the time, and he would draw. All right, you know, he's like, hey, Hasselbeck, you got 92. I'm like, okay, you know, no sweat. I get down in my 3-point stance, and I see it's Reggie White, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. He was really cool about it, though. He was like, he'd be like, hey, brother, just, you know, hold on for like 2-1,000, then I'm going to toss you. And he would. He would just like drag me to the ground, and I'd get up like, yeah, I'm good. I'm fine. You know, it wasn't in pads either. I mean, the Packers were this team that, coming off their second consecutive Super Bowl, they would practice really, really fast, but never in pads. There wasn't a lot of hitting, but those guys are big guys, and they move fast.
Matt Hasselbeck joining us. He is now a member of your Indianapolis Colts. He's on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline. Fram oil filter question of the day, Matt. Who is your favorite pro wrestler of all time?
Oh, Big Van Vader was my guy. I don't know if that's WWE or WWF, but he was actually my dad's college roommate at CU when I was born out in Boulder. That was my guy, and so he never really was like involved in my life growing up. I mean, my dad got drafted to the Patriots. I believe he maybe got drafted to the Los Angeles Rams, and we never really saw each other. And then randomly, I got a DVD and a poster, and I think like a check for $500 my freshman year in college. He like tracked me down and was like, hey, this is for all the birthday presents I never got you. And $500 to a college kid is like the equivalent of like Tiger Woods' salary to a normal person. I mean, it was just like, I think my whole dorm was a fan of Big Van Vader. So that is for sure my guy.
Let's talk about your call to action here, the End It Movement. Walk us through this. April 9th, shine a light on Slavery Day. On the 9th, put a red X on your hand to represent the 27 million people enslaved around the world. Is there anything else my listeners can do to help? Is there a website they can go to? What can we do? We are people of action at Jay Moore Sports.
That's good. That's good. You said it well. Enditmovement.com is the website. You can link to, or you could just go to my Twitter page, which is my last name, or my Instagram account. But all you're going to see there is enditmovement.com. And basically, we're trying to raise awareness. It is ridiculous that people are being bought and sold today in the world that we live in. And ironically, there are more people enslaved right now than in any other time in our human history. And that's just ridiculous. And this is something that we're trying to shine a light on. It happens overseas. It happens in our country even. And again, you'll see people with a red X on their hand tomorrow. You'll see people posting and tweeting and all that stuff. But, you know, some people feel like, hey, what can I do? I mean, I can't really change the world. And you might feel that way, but you can change your world. You can change your sphere of influence. And I think if we all do that, it doesn't matter if you have 10 followers or 10 million followers. If you tell the people you know, hey, do you know that there are people living in slavery? Do you know that there are women, men, and children that are being bought and sold every day? Do you know that every 2 minutes a child is sold into slavery? That is unacceptable. And for me, I just feel like I would be ashamed if I let that go on in my lifetime. That is just something that is not acceptable. And so I'm lending my voice and raising awareness and doing what I can do. And it's my like sincere hope that everyone would take tomorrow and just do the same.
Matt Hasselbeck doing work. Loving it, brother. Let's talk again, okay?
Okay, Jay. Thank you.